This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the big question is, are you that American citizen? I suspect you are, so welcome aboard. We've got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. It's another banner news day, and of course the biggest news of all happens to be with what is going on with Hurricane Florence. And we're going to be joining up with some Fox News a little bit later to talk about that. It has now come ashore. Now, those of you listening to us on the East Coast, you're probably feeling it. It's came ashore about 2 hours ago, from what I understand. And we're going to give you some updated details on that in just a few minutes. It's the top of the hour, and news is starting to accumulate, so we're going to wait a few more minutes before we start to chime in on any other live coverage or anything like that. But it has finally come ashore, and it's not as big a monster in terms of the wind and so on. Wind seems to be sustained at about 90 miles an hour in and around the Carolinas, North Carolina in particular, where it has come ashore. So this is obviously a big moving deal. The tidal situation, tidal as in tides, is there's going to be the tides coming in here pretty soon, I guess within hours. So if you are in a low-lying area and you stayed behind, and there are those people that always stay behind in these kind of situations, of course, even in fires. I've been evacuated from wildfires. It's got to be 5 or 6 times. One time in a forest fire, which was really kind of interesting. Have you ever seen crowning in a forest fire? you know you got to get out. But people, it's kind of interesting, people still stayed behind. Now, I do have to admit a couple of times in trying to fight fires, you know, here you've been warned, you've told to get out and everything, but you don't get out. You stick around because you think you're going to try and save your house. And there is a point, and boy, I'll tell you, we vividly remember one night, or one morning actually, it was about 4 o'clock in the morning, there was just no way we were going to stick around anymore. You just have to get to that point because fire, like flood, is very, very unpredictable. And that's what you have going on right now in the flooding that is about to really hit those areas where Hurricane Florence has come around. So do your best to get out of the area. That was 2 days ago we were telling everybody getting out at that point in time would have been obviously the best thing, the most, the smartest thing, especially flooding. Flooding is water. They're both terrible, fire and flood. I mean, they're both terrible, and they have very insidious ways of performing and behaving, and it's kind of interesting to see how people react. Like I said, you know, we stayed behind a couple times and finally had to leave. You know, just that was on our own. We just said, we're out of here. And luckily we did. Some people didn't. Anyway, so we got a lot of other things going on. Paul Manafort pops up in the news. I'm going to give you some news and information. I think at the next part, the B block, as we call it, we're going to get back into some of the flooding because I know a lot of our listeners are kind of wondering what's going on out there. And you're listening on digital now. A lot of radio isn't working properly, and we appreciate your listenership. So if there's anything that we can do, give us an email at paul@a21r.com. We can get out and do that. We'll see whatever we can do to help you out. We get these things all the time popping up during the show, so if we can get some help to you or something like that, just let us know. That's paul@a21r.com. Okay, Paul Manafort to make Mueller's deal to end second case, sources tell Fox. Now, we'll see how this all works out. This is the Mueller deal that, is part of this Russia non-investigation, non-criminal crime, and all this garbage, a distraction from what is really truly going on, and that's with the voter situation. This is all about the election coming up in 2018, by the way. A lot of people might not recognize it, see it, or understand how this whole thing works, but it is absolutely about the 2018 election coming up. It always has been about the 2018 election, so... this is something that is, I think, pretty, pretty important to understand. It's the grand distraction. It is the grand distraction, if you will, away from the corruption and crime in the election system. We got a news alert coming up right now. Here we go.
Postpone his second trial. Opening arguments now set to begin on September 24th in Washington, D.C., with jury selection a week before that. This amid new reports that Manafort's lawyers tried to strike a plea deal with special counsel Robert Mueller during jury deliberations in his last trial, but failed to reach an agreement. Meantime, Vanity Fair reports President Trump is seriously considering pardoning Manafort and could also replace White House counsel Don McGahn, who has been opposed to that. Mercedes Colwin is a Fox News legal analyst and joins us now to talk about all of this. Mercedes, just kick things off, sure. When we see kind of these new reports, right. What do you think about the idea that Manafort potentially tried to strike a plea deal?
Smart. It's a very smart thing to do because most defense attorneys will tell you when your client's in the crosshairs, especially a federal trial that's looming, if you've got federal prosecutors all over it, you really do all this back-channel communication to try to strike a deal for your client. I mean, it is probably one of the scariest things a defense attorney will tell you for their client to be in those crosshairs because there's so much at risk. We're talking about significant sentencing. I mean, there's at least 30 years that he may be facing, which will be the balance of his life in jail.
Yeah.
So those are things that are, I'm sure, weighing very heavily on his mind, where his legal team are stepping in and say, let's delay the trial and see if we can try to continue to strike a deal.
Yeah, the last trial things certainly didn't turn out, I'm sure, the way he would have wanted them to. And in this one, as you mentioned, there are a lot of counts here, conspiracy against the United States, conspiracy to launder money, filing false misleading statements, really a number of things. When you talk about a plea deal that doesn't happen, is it essentially because he just didn't have anything that prosecutors wanted?
That's a great point. It might be that. And it might just be that the prosecutors are being very strident as to what they want in terms of what the plea will be. And that it could be one of the most significant charges is really the witness tampering. I mean, if sitting as a defendant, if you don't have anything to hide, then why are you tampering with witnesses? So those are things that I'm sure are weighing very heavily. And that just happened after he was out on house arrest. And then, of course, they stopped the house arrest and put him back into jail.
What about this report out of Vanity Fair that Trump is so adamant about the possibility of pardoning Manafort that he's right. considering, just getting a new lawyer, potentially someone that might agree with him?
Well, I mean, that's something that the president is, I'm sure he's weighing the pluses and minuses of doing something like that. I mean, I think that there's going to be a public outcry if there is a pardon for Manafort, because there was overwhelming evidence, at least if you believe the juror that set forth, she was the juror
who was a Trump fan
and said, look, I wanted Manafort to be not guilty, but the evidence was so overwhelming that I convicted him and of those eight counts. Yeah. So it's something that he has to really consider, and certainly what's the fallout? The
political fallout. Of course, I'm going to stop it right here. This is pardon for Manafort, probably. I'll tell you why, because this has nothing to do with Mueller's. It has nothing to do with Mueller's charge to look into voter fraud or collusion, if you will, with Russia. Nothing. This is another situation where people that were around the president have been hauled in and investigated for things that are totally unrelated. Totally unrelated. And that's the problem. It's a witch hunt. It's a classic witch hunt. And the special counsel, hey, out of control. There needs to be controls on these things. Someplace, because there is none. Anyway, stay with us. Want to come here on Agenda 21 Radio and visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA. And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit that website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We've got a convention coming up here on the 6th of October. Make sure you've got your tickets and ready to go for the 6th of October. It's 5th and 6th, actually, so we're going to be having some really, really, really good things happening on the 5th and 6th of October. And look for information. You can go to newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com will be letting you know all the latest up-to-date stuff. There's going to be stuff happening, actually stuff out today, and then stuff out tomorrow, and stuff out more and more and more. And also friend us. You can do that on Facebook and that sort of thing. And also on Twitter, we can get us to that one. Okay, so the hurricane is coming ashore, and it's doing its damage right now, and you know it's kind of like hard to, you can't get out and around, or you get, when you do get out and around, you're in some of the outlying areas right now. It's a little bit touchy, to say the least, and there is a great deal of stuff floating around out there in the wind, flying around and floating around. That's kind of the biggest thing going on. And this is what Fox News is reporting right now. It says Hurricane Florence slams into the Carolinas, bringing powerful winds and relentless rains and a deadly surge. So the surge, from what I am understanding, has not happened. Has not happened as they say. I've got something. No, we don't have anything there. There's all kinds of visuals and stuff like that. We'll have those posted up for you on the website so you can kind of get an idea of what these things are all about. But the surge is about to happen. It has not happened yet from what the latest news and information that we were getting before. So this is potentially the worst is yet to come. There's no question about it. The eyewall has come ashore, apparently. And it's just a soaker at this point in time. So relentless winds and deadly surge. That's what's going to be happening here. So it's just a big, huge thing. It's just absolutely amazing what we're seeing here. It says it made landfall at Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina, early Friday morning as a Category 1 storm. And that's pretty interesting to note, a Category 1 storm. The Category 1 storm, of course, is much lower, much reduced. The winds aren't nearly as high as what you might think, but they're very, very dangerous. Anyway, it's the soaker part that we're worried about. It's the rain, the excessive rains that's going to be falling down.
Florence has made landfall.
Yes, officially. 7:15 a.m. Eastern Time, Wrightsville Beach is the official landfall. Remember, that is the quietest part of the storm. It's the lowest pressure, according to the National Hurricane Center. So it's just a historical point, but now we have it, making landfall, North Carolina, Wrightsville Beach, as of 7:15 Eastern Time. And there it is on the radar, official landfall at 90-mile-per-hour sustained winds, the core of the strongest winds. And we've gotten reports of over 100-mile-per-hour winds overnight last night. And again, the legacy of the storm is not going to be the winds. It's going to be the rain. So there's Florence making landfall officially now as of the National Hurricane Center bulletin that was just issued just moments ago. All right, let's take a look at it. There's the current radar. So the core of the strongest storms, of course, in just west of that. And then the backside of the storm is going to come on shore. So I know we have Bill Hemmer in Wilmington. He is feeling the worst of the rain and the winds, and the storm surge is going to be continuing ongoing because the storm is slowing down. So there's some of the wind gusts, certainly over 100 miles per hour. And then, of course, we've gotten reports of over 10-foot storm surge in and around the New Bern area. We are going to continue to feel the effects, ongoing effects from this system, not only today, but tomorrow and into the weekend. And that's why this is going to be a very memorable storm system, because of the water.
Yes. We're in phase two now.
Yep.
Of the storm. All right. Thank you very much,
JD.
Yeah, that's phase two is where you're at. And this is just, you know, this is only about 20 minutes old as a report. So that's getting it pretty much up to date, I think, on what's going on right now. We're going to come back to this a little bit later. We have a lot of things, obviously, in our little bailiwick, as it might say. I want to go back to the Manafort trial and all this other stuff. It's a complete distraction from reality. And you see, this is, again, the left's, you know, what they've been trying to do with Mueller the whole time. And it's coming down to this. And this is what we, you know, we've been pounding on the table since really June of 2016. I'm going to go back to California because this is all around the nation. It's election fraud. It's all about election fraud. I'm serious. It's all about election fraud in the United States. And it's not just California, but we'll use the California Bernie Sanders situation. This is sort of the genesis moment by which all the fraudulent behavior in the elections in California has now, it came to fruition, really, in 2016 with Bernie Sanders. Now, the socialist, that's the honest socialist, he tells you he's a socialist, by the way. Nobody else does, right? None of the other, have you noticed none of the other socialist communists tell you that they're socialists or communists? Now, that's not approval at all. See, I give this disclaimer every time I talk about Bernie Sanders. I do. If you're honest, you're honest. I'll tell you. But if you're not, you're not. And most socialists, in fact, he's the only one I know of that says, I'm a socialist. Yeah, sure. Except there was a fella that at one of our meetings the other night. It's kind of interesting. This is really the second time I've really, in all the meetings I've ever held over the years, I mean, I don't know, 41 years in education, and all of a sudden, you know, all the stuff we've been doing for radio for, since then, also the town halls and so on, I've run into two overt, outright socialists. That's it. And the other night I ran into one. It was really stimulating. it was pretty interesting because we're talking about, you know, new California, new state, new blah blah blah, and all of a sudden this guy comes up with this just incredible notion. It's all about socialism. And he says, well, you know, socialism isn't communism. And the whole room just kind of like, boo. I mean, it's like erupted on the guy. And he's looking around like, what's wrong with the rest of you people? I mean, it was the most amazing moment. And I said to myself, wow, there's a real socialist right there. And, you know, in all sincerity, he's a socialist. Doesn't understand. He's just inches away from being a communist. And he didn't, even in his conversation, he truly didn't. He didn't get it. Isn't that scary? Well, that's what Bernie Sanders is all. He'll tell you. This guy was sincere. I could see it. He's a sincere socialist. Socialism is good. Okay. It's not good. And it never will be good. It's always evil. And it runs. And just look at California, right? Anyway. So, but Bernie Sanders, and I'm setting this up. I'm going to get to a break pretty soon. When Bernie Sanders had his election in 2016, the primary election against Hillary Clinton. And I remember it's a top two in California, but not in the presidential elections or of those offices. It's not. And it would have to be the top one, right? And the political party, the political party goes away, in California's elections for top two. And let me correct that. Now, I know that's a little bit confusing, but those of you in Arizona, I understand, have the top two now. In Louisiana, you have the top two. In other states, that's a good idea to eliminate the party system, isn't it? Just get down to a democracy. We want a democracy, democracy, democracy. Everything's a democracy. You've got to preserve the democracy. It's the best for the democracy. Nobody even says it's a republic anymore, right? Hello? See, if you're talking about a democracy in the context, oh, we got to do this as a democratic process, you're using the, you know, words have meaning, and you're using the wrong word. Our country is a republic, and we're seeking a republican form of government. And so when you talk about democracy, you're really meaning a republican form of government. It's good for the republic. What about a republic? Republic, republic. The Constitution doesn't even mention the word democracy. We'll be right back. a dictatorship.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And also, if you're using a call-in line and you want to listen to us that way, the number for the call-in line is 605-313-0599. That's 605-313-0599. And we will have open lines opening up here as soon as we get all the technology, get it all plugged in and everything. We're talking about elections, though. And elections have consequences now, don't they? And there's going to be some big consequences coming to Google and Facebook and Twitter. antitrust activity, you know, the president can do certain things, and he's going to. So Google and Facebook and Twitter, it's over. Or soon to be. Your reign of terror working alongside the totalitarian globalists is over. You have to go to China. I think they're preparing that. I think ultimately these companies will just be based in China where their dictatorship can continue. We will come up with something different here in this country because we do these sort of things. And I think these companies feel more comfortable in the dictatorship of China and communism. There's no question about it. I mean, look what they're doing to Alex Jones. Now, people say, well, you're a conspiracy theorist, and you're just like Alex Jones. I'm a conspiracy factoid. I believe in theories and exploring them and doing all the things you can do to glean information from these theories. And oftentimes, I don't know where I've been wrong about any of the theories that we've posited with people. In fact, we haven't been wrong. We've been 100% right every time. It was interesting. Our good friend, Chris Paranto, Tonto, as he's known from Benghazi fame, he's kind of going through this whole thing where he's really ticked off about the Colin Kaepernick not, standing and stuff like that. And, of course, we just had the anniversary, six-year anniversary for that in the last couple of days, because it was September 11th, 2012, that Benghazi happened. And he's a little ticked. I consider him a friend. He calls me a brother, or I call him a brother. He's a wonderful guy. And he fought valiantly during the Benghazi attack, as did the others. And, of course, what happened there was that it was a cover-up and all the other good stuff. But, here's a guy who puts it all out on the table, and he gets slammed, by the Colin Kaepernicks of the world, offended and insulted. When you see somebody like a Colin Kaepernick gets all these big contracts because he can take a knee. He hasn't done anything even remotely close to what Tonto did that night on 9/11, 2012, or the others. Yet he gets all the credit, all the excitement and stuff like that. That's just the upside-down system that we have, right? Well, that's actually, I think these companies feel so empowered. And it's like they're foreign countries now within. They really truly are the enemy within. They like to sell us their stuff, right? They like the cash flow from us, yet they're willing to offend. It's kind of a odd thing, isn't it? It's almost interference in our own culture. These our own companies that actually have millions of employees all around the world, and they're paying them nothing, making them work like slaves under laborious, filthy conditions oftentimes. Slave labor. So that's kind of interesting, but I want to get back into the how this election thing fits into that. You see, we have such fraudulent election schemes going on all around this country. It's just obvious that there's some sort of big systematic process that's in play. And in California, it's clearly the case. And getting back to Bernie Sanders here. In the election of 2016, Bernie Sanders was a clear favorite in California of the Democrats, in my opinion, clearly. My fellow Democratic friends, I do have Democratic friends, we mutually, on the conservative side of things, the conservatives felt equal rage and anger at what was happening to Bernie Sanders in terms of how the election campaign went. Because it was clearly Bernie Sanders' election. He was slamming Hillary Clinton. The Democrats in California, the conservative Democrats, liberal, did not want Hillary Clinton. That's just a fact. Yet she walks off with millions more votes than Bernie Sanders did in the primary. And I got to tell you, there was overt, outright support everywhere, up and down the state. Now, I had you've heard me say this before, I had a particular vantage point in that I live in Northern California, and I was making trips to Southern California, and I was seeing these people out. It didn't matter if you were in San Diego County or Riverside County or San Bernardino County or L.A. County and up into Sacramento and San Francisco. People were standing by the hundreds out on corners with Bernie Sanders signs. Now, I'm sitting there going, oh, Bernie Sanders, we don't want him. So, and I was just... That was just the voted rage thing, right? You just don't see that in people. Tens of thousands of people were doing this week in and week out and up, I was in the valley, San Fernando Valley, and these people are all over the place, every corner, hundreds of people in one day. I was like going, God, you guys are wacko. Well, They wanted Bernie Sanders. Well, no one wanted Bernie Sanders because he's a freaking socialist, right? Well, no one wanted Hillary Clinton because she's a totalitarian. I mean, she is a communist. We get that. And so did the Democrats. And so did many, you know, conservatives. But they got who? They got Hillary Clinton in the end. And it was all scammed. It was all scammed. The votes were all fixed. We know that. Provisional ballots prevailed. We know there are multiple voting systems going on in schemes. People being bused from one place to another. Most of this in the highly dense populated areas of the urban California, such as around Los Angeles, in San Francisco, in Sacramento. Those areas were the culprits. Your rural outlying areas were not so much. And yeah, they did. You had some that went red and so on. And some that went blue. But the bulk of them were in those areas. That's where the fraud was occurring. And of course, we saw the same exact schemata here this year on the conservative Republican side with Travis Allen. And so, you know, understanding how the corrupt system works in California, I was saying, hey, look, Travis is out. He's not going to win anything. They're going to put in John Cox. That's their boy. That's who they want. John Cox from Chicago, right? They bring in the Chicago Ringer, just like they did Neil Kashkari 4 years earlier. The system is already pre-rigged, and you got, what do you have here? You got gerrymandering of the districts to make it all Democratic. You got election systems put in where you have top two. You eliminate in the primary the party system, so you get the top two vote-getters to run against each other. It doesn't matter the party. You eliminate the party system, right? No Republican, no Democrat. And, of course, why would you want a party if you're a dictator? Think about it. If you're steering a country, a state, into a dictatorship, why would you want a two-party system? You wouldn't. Heck, you don't even need a party system, and you don't want one. But you want to fool the people that you're going to give them one. Think about that. Now, many states have gone to this two-party system, and most of you don't even know this. So you're primaried out already. Arizona, as an example. So the system is in play not just here, but also in the Carolinas. In other words, there's gross, overt election fraud going on right in front of you. And you're not even aware of it. Yet they are. And what about these voting machines? And what about the software? Who's counting this stuff? Remember what they used to say in the Soviet Union. It doesn't matter who votes, it matters who counts the votes. We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, honest, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We started talking about Paul Manafort, and he's going to go for a plea deal, apparently, and with the hope that the president is going to pardon him, which the president has already expressed he's going to do that, which is totally appropriate. This whole thing about Mueller, it's all a fraud. We know it's a fraud, and it's a distraction. It's really a distraction. You got to remember, Mueller represents the Clintons. He represents Obama. He represents all that on the left that is, in my opinion, obviously, that's why you listen to this radio show, because we all represent against it. But the biggest thing that's the biggest distraction, this is what I'm trying to get to the point, is the election system. Here it is. This is the deal that is so important to understand right now, is that the election system in the United States is completely fraudulent in many places, especially California. And this has been something that we've witnessed, we've seen, it's predictable. In fact, you know what the question is right now in most circles out here in California? It is so predictable. Because of the broken down system, it's not broken down, it's tweaked. It's a perfect system if you're totalitarian. It absolutely is. But the question out here, it's September. Really? It's the end of, it's getting past the end of, we're halfway through September. It's 14th, almost halfway through. And there really has been no noticeable electioneering going on. And that came up the other night at one of our meetings, actually a couple of meetings. We had three meetings, and of the three meetings, two of the meetings came up like that. And here was the question. Why is there no campaigning going on in California right now? There's really very little. Normally around this time, you're already hearing a lot of stuff and interviews, and everybody's out there. It's kind of, here comes the campaign. Not now. Because you know why? People are beat down by it. They understand they're being scammed. They've rolled over. I'm serious. They just know what's going to happen. Oh, we'll get a Republican governor. They'll give you a Republican governor. All these people who control the system now. Because they've modified everything. They've modified how you vote, where you vote, when you vote. How many times you can vote? They brought in illegal aliens, illegal foreign nationals, getting driver's license so they vote. They're flooding the system right now in various communities and towns like the city of Orange, California, Chapman University, with their Marxism that's spewing forth out of Chapman University. That's another thing we're setting you up for next hour, by the way. The communist in Chapman University. Isn't it interesting? Chapman University's colors are the crimson red of communism. It's now become communist Chapman University. That's a fact. Please dispute me on that. And what are they doing out there? It's just blatant election fraud going on in the city of Orange. So why? So they can earn. Well, they want to elect communists into the city council there. Illegal foreign nationals, by the way, into the city council. Oh, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. That's what. See, and people are buying it because they don't know how to stop it. They think they cannot stop these things. So they've given up. But don't. We can't. This is a system that's being established and set up so the totalitarians can be in charge and destroy our republic. That's what this is about. And the systems that they're putting in place, especially with the illegal foreign nationals, which is coming to your states, right? How many of your states have just passed motor voter? Illegal foreign nationals. No ID. No. And, you know, by the way, it's so fraudulent that records, public records that should be public records, held by the Department of Motor Vehicles, will never be shown. They're not going to do it. They're top secret. It's top secret who the legal foreign nationals are in this country. We're not going to show you because of ICE. Right? Isn't that interesting? Here's the deal, though. I think this is a really good solution for these candidates who run for office and they're illegals in the country and they're being pronounced as illegals proudly. I would hope that people in your communities, if this is going to happen, that when they're being sworn in, you have an ICE agent right there to arrest them and take them away. That's one way to break it up. Your citizenship is at risk here, isn't it? The value of being a citizen of the United States of America is diminished, especially here in California. We've been saying this through our grievances for days and years or weeks. Not years, but could be. Could be over the year. But this is what we're facing nationally. So what are they trying to do? Why the Mueller, Russia? All this other stuff. It's to protect this corrupt election system in 2018. That's what it is. It's to protect the system. Keep your attention completely away from all, distract you from the illegal foreign nationals. Distract you from all this stuff. You can't be focused on this one. You can be focused on that. This typical Maoist stuff. This is what they do. Keep, you know, if you're batter up, if you're at the plate and the pitcher's going to pitch you something, you got to be ready for all those pitches, don't you? But what happens if all of a sudden some guy walks up and hits you over the head with a bat from behind? That's a distraction now, isn't it? That's what they're doing here. You cannot see the ball that's being thrown to you by the pitcher because they're distracting you with a bat hit on the back of the head. That's voter fraud, their style. And you need to be aware of it. That's kind of interesting. When we come back, we've got this short little thing here. We're going to read to you what the president is starting to do about it. Will there be a 2018 election in certain states? That's still my question. I'm saying that there's not going to be. Well, possibly, anyway. Probability, I think, is higher every day. We'll be back.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. Okay, so what is the president doing about this? And, okay, the president, when he first became president, set a citizens commission out to visit the various states to see what is going on in terms of what might be voter fraud, which is what he perceived accurately, that in 2016 there's a lot of voter fraud going on. And he came to California. Of course, he got a very, very cold reception from Javier Bacin. And, of course, Alex Padilla, the racist bigot that Alex Padilla is. He's clearly a racist bigot. Hates white people, I can tell you that right now. That's a strong term. But it's clear that he does. Boy, he has this real animus to white people. Did I say that? Boy, he's a racist. I'm just saying it straight up. You just have to call these people out. Anyway, executive order imposing certain sanctions is what the president has come up with. This Citizens Commission reported back, and then he turned it all over to Homeland Security, the results of what he was finding, because he was quite disturbed. Now, Homeland Security is looking into literally election fraud in the country. Now, he issued an executive order on the 12th of September. Executive order on imposing certain sanctions in the event of foreign interference in a United States election. Don't, I mean, come on. This is really the first step. says, by the authority vested in me as president of the by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, including the International Emergency Economic Powers Act and so on, this executive order is one of the first steps to straightening out our election system, guys. And when is it? It was issued September 12, 2018. Will there be more of these executive orders for the election system in the years state to come? Because of violation of certain civil rights and voting rights? I suspect there will. Stay with us. Be strong, America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.